This podcast is produced by Audiophi.
Welcome to Got Audio, the official Audiophi Books podcast giving you inside tips on how to create your own podcasts and audiobooks. Here are your hosts, Peter and Herson.
Welcome, everybody, to our very first podcast. So glad that you could join us. I'm going to ask you right from the get, please like us, subscribe us, and share, because we got a lot to get into today. And I want everybody, all of your friends that have audiobooks or want to do podcasts, we have a lot to share with you. And I am joined by my partner in crime, my man, Peter Lopez.
What's up? What's up, my friends? Herson, I want to second that. Tell everybody, your cousin, your mama, your dog. Everybody that should be doing a podcast needs to be listening to this upcoming show. Everybody that's into audiobooks, everybody that's into voice, Alexa skills, just sending messages in a bottle. Can you send a message in a bottle?
You still can. I don't know who it's going to get to anymore.
But with a voice, right? That makes no sense. Anyway, guys, we are excited to be at the Authorized Audiophi Book Studios here in Providence, Rhode Island, where it's nice and cold.
It is chilly, but, chilly keeps the good ideas nice and cool and fresh.
That's right. That's right. About 5 years ago, I ventured into creating and publishing my book. And a couple of months later, I launched my first audiobook. And 5 years ago, this was ahead of its time.
It was.
Audiobooks was around and was still doing, but I was one of the first to do that within our circle. And I noticed the power and the effect it had. And over years, I've always told people they got to do their own audiobook, and I always send them somewhere else. And they always had problems finding people. It was too expensive. They couldn't find the right talent. The people that were doing it weren't doing it right. And I felt like there was a need. There was a pain. And I connected with Herson on creating my podcast, the No Excuses Podcast with Peter Lopez. A little shout out. And he educated me on the importance of using the right equipment, using the right voice, using the right inflection, using the right music. And till this day, I'm super thankful. And that birthed Audiophi Books, because we saw people needed to do podcasts, and those same type of people needed to convert those podcasts into audiobooks.
Especially those people that are authors and have books. And one of the things that we try to do with Audiophi Books is we try to give authors the opportunity to tell their stories in their own voice. But the best way to do it is to hire a professional. That's the number one most recommended way. If you can find someone like Audiophi Books that can produce it for you, find a professional reader, do all the work for you, that's the easiest way. But there are some people, Peter, that are talented enough. They are emotional about the subject matter of their book, and they should be the ones reading it, right?
So that's the question, right? Should you read your own book, or should you hire a professional? I can answer that question because I hired someone to read my book. I hate my voice. I hate the way it sounds. Well, maybe 5 years ago, we could have done a better production, but everybody was busy. But I just just think about this, for every 5,000 words, it's about an hour of reading and an hour of production.
That's for an accomplished
reader. Accomplished.
That's not going to stop every 2 minutes. Oh, I said that wronger. That's not for everyone.
Yeah, for me, it was going to take 37 hours for 5,000 words, because it was a lot of
Hey, we tried. We tried. It didn't work. But you know what? We got an A for effort.
So I hired a professional, one, because he was able to do it faster. You know, with Herson, you have a studio, you have the right equipment, you have the right editing software, and it's able to be done a lot quicker than you having to do it yourself. So the to answer the question is, if you aren't as talented like me with the voice, I think you should hire someone, or you should do it yourself. Yeah. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think that the people that want to try to do it themselves, they owe it to themselves to try. And for that, we will coach you. We'll give you the equipment. We'll help you set up your home studio. It's not going to be elaborate. It's just to record your voice. But you will have a microphone. You'll have something to record, headphones. We'll set you up. We'll give you all the techniques. We'll teach you, coach you, and prepare you all the way through. We'll hold your hand to the end product. And we'll make it. We'll get it there. What we found is that process is longer and harder. It demands a lot. And I found that people who are not naturals end up giving up halfway. They spend the money to do it, and then they end up hiring someone to do the book in the end. So I say try it. I say go for it. We're going to help you get there. But there's always the safety net of having the professionals around.
That is true. I've seen all three. I've seen someone, I've hired someone, so it got done quicker. I've seen someone read a book at an actual studio, actually one of our Audify studios in Kissimmee.
Yep.
And he read the book. He was there. I remember.
For hours.
His, the guy that was with him said, yeah, we're going to go read an audio book. And he had about a 40,000 word book. And he said, yeah, we should be done in 8 hours. I said, 8 hours? No, you're not going to be done in 8 hours. Mm-mm. You're not going to get out of there by 12 midnight if you try to finish the book. By the time I got there, they were actually 6 hours in with only 3 chapters read. It's a lot of work. And I think the author got a little frustrated because he understood that's going to take a lot of work. He still hasn't actually finished it because the time of him going back to the studio. And he's a professional reader. He reads very, no, he's not a studio guy, but he reads very well.
Yeah, yeah. And so the challenge to do it yourself is higher. And for those people that want to take on the challenge, we're here for you. We're here for it, man. We'll help you do it. But we recommend the path of least resistance. Hire someone to do it for you. And it'll be done faster. It'll be done professionally. It'll sound great. And you'll be able to sit and listen to your words spoken by, it's like someone that writes a play. They get to hear their words spoken by actors, trained professionals.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I like this segment here because we're going to be just giving you constant content.
No, yeah. You almost said Constant Contact, which is a different company.
Yes, yes.
They do not. Yeah.
The good thing is, this. But we can edit this. We can definitely edit this.
We're not gonna. We're gonna keep it.
Man. So we're gonna give you great content, and I like this segment is to do or not to do. To choose
that is the question.
Or not to choose. Do I read it myself or do I hire a professional? How do they contact us?
The way to contact us is info@audio. Let me start that. This will edit. The way to contact us is through email right now, info@audiofibooks.com.
If you want more information, we're actually going to critique your voice, critique your ideas. If you just want a quick 10 to 15 minute consultation for free, we're offering that to the first 20. Is it hearers?
Writers? Listeners?
Listeners? Okay.
Today, they're listeners.
Today,
they may be listeners. Authors. They may be podcasters in the future.
Yes.
Our next episode will be, if you're an author, why should you have a podcast?
Nice. I don't want to say anything else or mess this show up.
Thanks for listening. Hope you catch our next podcast. We love being here for you. We want to help you. We really believe in the power of your story. If you can do it in your voice, let's do it. If not, we'll get it done somehow. Right, Pete?
Hire a professional. That sounds like James L. Jones.
Thank you for your time. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast is brought to you by Audiophile, helping authors tell their stories in their own voice.